Track 3, the monthly quiz. I don't suppose many of you do as badly as I do on these monthly quizzes, but I've heard that this month's is going to be specially easy.
Welcome, quiz pals, to this month's Brain Teaser. And before I go a little bit further, a little shout out of hello to Paige and Annabelle's lovely guide dog, Lily, who sang beautifully in the Vision Norfolk Choir last week. I mean, Annabelle and Paige did, not Lily. And then they joined our table for the Chatterbox Quintessential Tea Party. A fabulous array of cakes they were. And I know these two ladies, they love their cake. And as I passed him, he was wiping chocolate cake off his mouth. Anyway, I've had a word with the Chocolate Tim, and he has promised to make these questions easy enough for me to get some points. Well, let's see if he's lived up to that promise, as I ask 10 questions all about Britain in a true or false style. Well, as usual, I'll repeat the questions here, and then on a later track, I will give you the answers. And I'll also let you know how we did in the office and whether Tim will be allowed to compile a quiz ever, ever again. So, Britain. Now, this could be history, geography, famous people, old queens, nature. So let's find out with question number one, shall we? Sitting comfortably, then I will begin. So question number one, is it true or false that in the medieval days, our own Norwich was known as Britain's second city after London? So true or false, in the medieval days, our own Norwich was known as Britain's second city after London. And question number two, is it true or false that the political term Great Britain refers to England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland? So the political term Great Britain, does it refer to England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland? True or false? Question number three. Is it true or false that the most northerly part of mainland Britain is John O'Groats in Scotland? So true or false, the most northerly part of mainland Britain is John O'Groats in Scotland? Question number four. We're going to do monarchy now. Is it true or false that the Tudor king, King Henry VI, had 8 wives? True or false, the Tudor king, King Henry VI, had 8 wives? And question number five, train question ahead. Okay, is it true or false that mainland Britain has more than 2,500 passenger train stations? Can there possibly be that many? So true or false? Mainland Britain has more than 2,500 passenger train stations. Over halfway now. Question number six. And this is more royalty of a sort. Is it true or false that Screen Queen Dame Elizabeth Taylor was actually English? So true or false, Dame Elizabeth Taylor was English. Question number seven. True or false, Norfolk is the closest part of mainland Great Britain to mainland Europe. True or false, Norfolk is the closest part of mainland Great Britain to Europe. And question number eight. A royal's taste question coming up. Is it true or false that King Charles's favourite food is fish and chips? I like to say chish and fips. So, true or false, King Charles's favourite food is chish and fips. And question number nine. Mountains get a look in with this question and also my Welsh pronunciation. So here goes. Is it true or false that Mount Snowdon, also known as Yr Uwchfar, in Wales, is the tallest mountain in Great Britain? Tim's grimacing. Is it true or false that Mount Snowdon, also known as Yr Uwchfar in Wales, is the tallest mountain in Great Britain? Phew. And finally, something I can spell. Question number 10. Meow. Is it true or false that there are over 10 million cats in Great Britain? True or false? There are over 10 million cats in Great Britain. Prrr, my word. I think Tim threw that last cat question in to please me. Thank you. I hope I pleased you with my pronunciation of Uthfa. Anyway, how do you think you did? Well, we had all sorts of categories there. See what I did there? From trains to royals, landmass to oop north. Well, join me later in the answers to this quite ridiculous quizzical conundrum. I'm sure he makes these words up. Bye, see you later.
Thank you, Sam. Now, those did seem easier. I'm surprised Tim didn't ask us how many of the British stations have station cats. Maybe that'll be in next month's quiz.